Come to our live webinars, danoconnortraining.com.
Communication training with Dan O'Connor.
Hi everybody, this is Dan O'Connor, and this week's lesson is brought to you by the danger phrase, don't worry. Remember that when we say to somebody, don't worry, we tend to say that when we want to make somebody feel better. However, what it does is makes them feel worse and minimizes whatever it is they're worrying about. So the next time you feel like saying, don't worry, it'll get better, or something like that, instead, remember there are three steps to being empathetic. Meaning, when somebody's telling you about something that's bothering them, or something they're worrying about, or something they feel bad about, there are three things you want to do. You ready? Here they are. Number one, you want to acknowledge whatever it is that is making them feel bad. So, for example, my sister-in-law, Michelle, by the way, who works at OC2 Interactive, you want a website that rocks, go to OC2 Interactive. Don't let the competition win just because they have a better website than you do. Michelle will answer your customer service questions at OC2 Interactive, and when she listens to me, when I'm telling her about something that's making me feel bad or some tragedy that I feel as though I'm going through, all she ever does is say, what? Damn, that stinks! You know, she'll use different language than that, but she will basically say, that is horrible what you're going through. Mm-mm-mm. And that's exactly the first thing people want to hear. The second thing you want to say, you want to articulate to somebody when they're feeling bad, is you are there for them. You know, you could say to them, that's terrible what you're going through. So you know, I'm here for you. And step number three is you want to let the person know that you will continue to be there for them if these things continue to happen or if they simply continue to feel bad. You could say something such as, and I want you to know that I will be here for you until you have gotten through this, or if this ever happens to you again, or until this is over, I'm going to be here for you. So remember, instead of using the danger phrase, ah, don't worry, three steps. Step number one, let somebody know that stinks what you're going through, and I understand that it stinks. Number two, I'm here for you during your time of need. And number three, I will continue to be here for you if you need me. And if you can do that, you will be a savvy, powerful communicator who does not use the danger phrase, don't worry, or anything like that that minimizes somebody else's personal tragedy. So for more lessons like that, make sure to stop by danoconnortraining.com. We have a new program in the store available on Easy Pay, 50 interactive video lessons. So check them out, store.danoconnortraining.com. Make sure to check out the other lessons I have here on YouTube and subscribe to this channel. Make sure to leave your comments, like this video, or don't like it, but leave a comment and tell me why. And if you want me to answer your question in a video, send me a video question and I'll answer it for you in a video response. This is Dan O'Connor with danoconnortraining.com, signing off.